Good day, good day, good day, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be tuning in from. I want to welcome you to the Holistic Life Podcast. This is one of our favorite days of the week. I am Shelby Frederick, certified faith-based clinical counselor and instructor, and I just want to welcome you to today's podcast. We are in our emotional wellness series for the past couple of weeks. So if you have not had the opportunity to listen to our previous broadcast, hop on over to either our Holistic Life Facebook page, or you can check out all of our replays on our YouTube channel. And we are also on all of the major podcast outlets such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and many others. But good day, good day, good day. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am not going to hold our time, but last week, my goodness, we had such a great conversation, a great time of sharing on last week in just giving some different tips and treatment options for people who may experience any type of emotional crisis, any types of emotional crisis. Good day, good day, good day. And so today I want to talk about the power of prayer and meditation. The power of prayer and meditation. And I know that there may be different thoughts, different thought processes. And one of the things that I continue to stress every week, that even when we talk about experiencing anxiety or any type of worry, anything like that, that we never want to minimize what a person may be going through or what we ourselves may be going through. Not everyone understands the power of God. Not everyone is saved. And even those that are saved, sometimes we just do not understand the different strategies and the techniques that we can do. You know, not ever minimizing prayer, not ever minimizing the power of God. But sometimes there's more that we may need based off of whatever the situation may be. And again, we talked about what happens when a person is in an emotional crisis. We talked about that on last week in extensive detail. So I'm not going to go back over that. But I do want to get into just very quickly today talking about the power of prayer and meditation, because prayer and meditation and meditating upon the word is so very important. We all may experience different things in life where we may feel anxious from time to time. And guess what? That's normal. It's a normal reaction. But what happens to us when we experience anxiety that becomes overwhelming? Sometimes people will seek solace in other things, such as prescription medication. Some people will turn to alcohol or drugs. And so the methods, they vary, but even those methods bring problems of their own. And what I'm here to convey to us on today is that, you know, we can get through anxious moments on our own without mind-altering drugs. Let me say it again. We can get through anxious moments on our own without mind-altering drugs. That our worries can be transformed into peace with simple, natural strategies. And one of the techniques and one of the strategies that we're going to talk about today is the power of using prayer and meditation. Now, some people may say, you know, well, what is the difference between, you know, prayer and meditation? Is there one that is better than the other? Is there one better than the other? Well, it just depends on whatever your preference is. Some people have a close relationship with God while others do not. And so you really want to, first of all, have an understanding about where people are. But no matter what, know that you can conquer your anxiety through thoughts, through affirmations, and no medication be required. Let me say it again, that we can conquer anxiety, the thoughts, the through thoughts, positive, thinking on the word, meditating upon the word, affirmation, speaking the word to ourselves without any medication. So the answer is going to be simple. Whatever you choose and whatever you prefer, you have to find what's going to work for you. And so for those of us that are more apt to pray, or maybe we have a prayer life, you cannot always assume that everybody even has a prayer life. See, I really want to break down a lot of the sometimes misconceptions that we can have just because we are believers, because we're not exempt from experiencing life. And so I really want to make what I'm talking about during these series very, very practical, and never assume where a person may be, because we don't know. A lot of people will say that, you know, well, you could just pray, you know, but what if that person doesn't have a relationship? What if they're not saved? What is their, our behavior and a lot of our coping mechanisms stem from our belief system. And so if there is no if there is no belief system in God, if there is no belief system in Jesus, sometimes you have to use other things and other techniques that God will lead us to in order for us to even get there. And these are some of the things that I've learned, even when it comes to counseling. So what, everything is just not a, sometimes you just pray it away. Sometimes people do pray, and based off of the type of emotional crisis that they may be in, they're going to need more than that. Sometimes the emotional crises that they have been thrown into, it affects the physical body. And so what do we do in that case? What do we do in that instance? So again, I want to talk about the power of prayer and meditation. So if you like to pray, that's great. If you want to meditate instead, then do that. Whichever technique, whichever way is going to make you feel the most comfortable is acceptable. Because at the end of the day, this is about you getting better and you knowing what is going to be best, that is going to make you feel at ease in that present moment. So this sometimes can be a path and a journey that a lot of people will have to take. I can't tell you the number of people that I know that suffer from some type of anxiety, that have panic attacks. And so my goal is to let you know is that you can get started on a path to an anxiety-free life right away. And sometimes it just takes for us just taking a deep breath. I don't know about you, but I know, and I've shared a little bit of my testimony in some of the previous podcasts, but I know that when I used to just be worried all of the time, that sometimes and oftentimes one of the ways that our body begins to respond is that you'll stop breathing. You'll find yourself holding your breath. And so one of the easiest ways and simplest ways that we can get started on this path is by taking a deep breath, by pulling air deep into your diaphragm and letting it out slowly. And as you begin to do this several times, guess what's going to happen? Your body is going to begin to respond and you're going to begin to feel calmer. Now, I have to ask us, those of you that are watching, are you breathing effectively? when you take in air, if only the top part of your lungs are expanding and your chest rises and falls, when you breathe the right way, or what we call the calming way, it's your belly that rises and falls and not your upper chest, because your entire lungs are being filled with fresh air. So sometimes we have to just start with breathing properly, and it doesn't cost us anything for that. So right where you are, you know, I like to be practical. I like to be very, very practical. So right where you are, and as long as you're not driving, but wherever you are, I want you to really take a deep breath. I want you to pull that breath in from your, until you feel your belly rise and your belly fall, not breathing shallowly from your upper chest, but we want your entire lungs to be filled with fresh air. So go ahead and try it. Just inhale. Breathing effectively. So take note how you are breathing, especially in times of stress. Is your chest rising and falling? If so, then you're not using the full capacity of your lungs, and your lungs are not being filled with fresh air. You also want to avoid breathing from the upper chest only, so that you'll be already on this road to feeling calmer and less anxious. So again, it's simple to do, and it's a great way for us to get started. And the more you do it, the more it'll become automatic. And then what'll happen is you'll feel calmer without even thinking about your breathing anymore. Most of us do not breathe properly. Something as simple as breathing from your belly, allowing the air to completely fill your entire lungs, is so helpful just to our overall physical wellness. So start by taking a deep breath. Now, what are some other tips that we can use to help us feel calm while we're praying or meditating? One of the things is that you can actually use your breathing like a declaration. So while you are inhaling, give yourself a scripture. It could be a scripture that you are praying through, a scripture that you are meditating upon. And as you are thinking it, think about what the word is saying. Think about how the word is making you feel. And then sometimes you may be battling with positive, with what the word is saying, and then a negative thought may come. Well, we know that the Bible tells us that we are to cast down every thought and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. So we begin to inhale the word, experience the word working, my God, not only just spiritually, not only just in the realm of the spirit, but what is that word doing to our thoughts, to our thought process as we are in this moment? And then you begin to exhale anything that's negative that you're thinking or feeling. We breathe without even thinking about it. And breathing is the rhythm of life. So use what God has given us to our advantage. Think about that. When you breathe, you don't have to tell yourself to breathe. It just is. It just happens. But breathing is our rhythm of life. And we can use the very breath that God has given us to help us get to this place of feeling calm while we are praying or meditating. Hallelujah. So the next thing, number two, is you want to pray or meditate at the same time each day. Spend a few moments. It does not have to be a long time, in quiet reflection. Begin to get scripture that tells you who you are, that reminds you about your identity, and begin to say that to yourself. When we begin to focus on our health, finances, family, any other thing, we can use the word to help us, to encourage us, to make us feel stronger. That at whatever, at any cost, you want to avoid any negative thinking during this time that you are praying or you are meditating. This is one of the ways that if a person does not have a consistent prayer life, or where their prayer has not become a lifestyle, this is one of the ways that we can actually do that. So set aside some time, and preferably in the beginning of the day, before you start your day, and spend a few moments in prayer. Spend a few moments meditating about the Word of God. Have that quiet reflection with the Father, my God, and begin to say the Word to yourself. Begin to speak the Word, and notice how you're going to have a decrease in the negative thinking and the worrying about all of the things that you have to do during the day. We have to be reminded that He has given us brand new mercies every single morning. The mercies of God are new every morning. And we can use, we use those mercies to make it and to go throughout our day. So no thinking about what happened yesterday, what happened last night. There's nothing that we can do to change it. Tomorrow, the next day, next week has not even came. So why focus on that? Focus on the present and focus in His presence as you're praying and as you're meditating. Number three, what can we do? Laugh. Laugh. Get a belly laugh. Think about something that will make you laugh. You may have to even watch something that is so funny that is going to give you laughter. Listen, laughter is medicine to the soul. We talked about the soul being the mind, the will, and the emotions. Laughter, it releases endorphins that make us feel good. God has creatively designed our body to give it what it needs. And He would not have told us that laughter was like medicine for the soul if He did not create us to be able to shift us during times of anxiety into a place and a state where we can smile, where we can begin to grin, where we can begin to laugh for real. It takes away the frown. It takes away the feelings of anxiousness. Hallelujah. And then the fourth one is to pray or meditate with others. And so if you're not a part of a local ministry where there is prayer that is going on, find a prayer group. But praying and meditating with others does so much for us. Being in community does so much for us. Taking up fitness class, working out, finding a support group for anxiety. We talked about that on last week. There are things that, again, that we do with our physical bodies that can immediately begin to shift that state of mind that we are in. Now, there are many others that share the same struggle that you may be in, and you know that you can feel better about yourself and be more in tune, not only just with yourself, but in tune and be supportive of others when you also have the opportunity to share your feelings and to share your testimony, to share how you made it over. And so community is very important in this process. So praying or meditating with others is another great tool, another great strategy that we can use. Now, I'm almost done. When you begin to start this journey toward personal peace through prayer or meditation, you can have an expectation, a great expectation, that you can conquer the anxiety, that you can conquer the worry. On the flip side of that, avoid the trap of assuming that you'll do it in just one day or that you'll do it in just one week. Oftentimes, it takes us time to get to where we are in that moment. And it will take time to get us back to where we want to be. The important thing is to take the first step and then to begin to enjoy and appreciate the journey. Every journey that we make in life begins with the first step. And once you make that first step, you're going to be well on your way. Faith without works is dead. And so we have to begin to move into and begin to move towards the very thing that we so desire. And so I want to encourage you to breathe, to laugh, to meditate, or to pray. Find time to think about and interact with others rather than just concentrating on your worries. When you begin to do these things, you're going to notice that you're going to be a lot calmer. You're going to be more focused, but most importantly, you'll be back to being happy again. Some people say happy. I like to say joyful, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And there is no greater gift than you can give yourself than the gift of joy. And so I pray that, you know, this wasn't really extensive, but I pray that this has been a blessing, that it has been an encouragement to you all on today. I do want to share my new book, my new resource, if I can get it added to my stream here. God's Remedy for Anxiety. God's Remedy for Anxiety. I began to really understand and realize with the times that we are living in that there are more and more people that are suffering, sometimes in silence, from anxiety, from stress, not knowing how to make it over, not knowing, you know, how to get through the next day, the next moment. And so sometimes people can get stuck in their moment. One of the things that you'll always hear me say is that moments come, but moments also go. Allow the moment to happen. Feel the moment. Feel what you feel. Feelings buried alive never die. And so as long as you try to suppress what it is that you're feeling, you're never going to get the true release and get to that place of peace that you are, that you so deserve to live in. We deserve it. We deserve it. And so I do have my book here. I get it over here. It is in. These will be shipping out on Friday. And I actually added some pieces to it. I ended up combining the workbook with it. And then I've added in some of what you have heard on today. There is a piece on breathing, because breathing is so very, very, very important. Understanding the power of breath. And then there's also some tips for journaling. Journaling is another great tool that we can use when we are experiencing different crises. Because again, we all have them, and none of us are exempt. None of us are exempt. So I want to thank you again for tuning in to today's podcast. You can get my book on my website at www.jewelsofwellness.net. You can also scan the QR code that is there. If you happen to be on your laptop or looking, you can see the QR code there. But again, I thank you for just spending this time with me on today. Again, I'm going to be talking about emotional wellness series until the Lord releases me and he shifts me into something else. Because one of the things that I understand is that when we don't have a clear understanding of how God made us, of the makeup of man, of understanding that we are spirit, we are soul, we are body. and that we have to dress the totality of who we are. And so if we only focus on the spiritual, then the body and the soul will suffer at a deficit. If we only focus on the body, then the spirit and the soul suffers from a deficit. You know, so these are the things that I communicate, and it becomes just very important. I understand the importance of it, especially with my journey of being in of healthcare, being a licensed massage therapist for, this is going on year number 15. And so I have learned a lot about just the makeup of man and how God really created us and the power that we have to really to live and to be in good health and to live a prosperous life, even as our soul prospers. God desires for us to be in good health. And that is just not our physical health, but spiritually, emotionally, physically. We talked about the 8 dimensions of wellness, you know, and so if you did not get a chance again to listen to the first 2 podcasts, please go back. You can find those on the YouTube channel. You can scan the QR code there. Again, thank you so much for spending this time with me on this wellness, emotional wellness series. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules. We are broadcasting live from the Columbus, Ohio region. Come back and hang out with me on next Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you then. God bless you all, and you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.